In a prison, cigarettes often become a local currency. They have both an intrinsic value and a monetary value. In the prison, cigarettes are valued for both smoking and trading. There are more cigarettes in the prison than there would be if they were only valued for smoking. Once a prisoner is released, he values cigarettes only for their intrinsic value. Gold always has both an intrinsic and a monetary value, despite the constant efforts of many people to steal its monetary value. Central banks use fiat currencies and legal tender laws to steal large amounts of monetary value from gold and silver, but they never manage to get it all. The bankers promote the idea that gold doesn't have much value. It's a barbarous relic. They talk the value of gold down so they can buy gold up, but they don't get it all, even though they try. Peak banker power occurs a little before the collapse of the fiat currency. The bankers can print all the money they want and hire all kinds of crazies to do all kinds of crazy things. Then the fiat currency system collapses. The value of the fiat currencies goes to zero, and the bankers are faced with a whole new environment. Monetary value flows from fiat currencies into gold and silver, and there's nothing the bankers can do to stop the flow. Bankers go from having access to infinite sums of money to having a very limited amount of money. The bankers face a steep learning curve to remember how to deal with limits on their spending. If you're a banker, when you spend fiat currency, you can just print more. But if you spend gold, you have to work to get more. At this point in the cycle, the bankers have pretty much forgotten how to work. The bankers can print fiat currencies, but they can't print value. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.